Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to the Lord.
Jesus proceeded on his journey up to Jerusalem. As he drew near to Bethphage and Bethany, at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples. He said, "Go into the village opposite you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tethered, on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it here. And if anyone should ask you, 'Why are you untying it?' you will answer, 'The master has need of it.' So those who had been sent off went and found everything just as he had told them. And as they were untying the colt, its owners said to them, 'Why are you untying this colt?' They answered, 'The master has need of it.' So they brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks over the colt, and helped Jesus to mount. As he rode along, the people were spreading their cloaks on the road. And now, as he was approaching the slope of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to praise God aloud with joy for all the mighty deeds that they had seen. They proclaimed, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.' Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, 'Teacher, rebuke your disciples.' He said in reply, 'I tell you, if they kept silent, the stones will cry out.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. I think most of us at one time or another have listened to some of the stories of Scripture and had a little superior smugness, thinking that the way the disciples or the people in the crowds were acting seems to be so slow to catch on. They seem so dense or even so obstinate. And we think falsely to ourselves, "I wouldn't have done it that way. I would have listened. I would have learned." Well, our reality is we probably would have done the exact same things that the people in the Scriptures did. The reason why I know that is because we continue to do the exact same things that the people in the Scriptures did. For here we have the story of Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. After spending the previous few years healing people and speaking with authority and loving the people, they had come to recognize that there was something so special in Jesus that they had begun to believe that he was that long-awaited Messiah. And so they prepared his way into the city by laying their cloaks down and putting palm branches on the ground so the animal he was riding wouldn't even have to touch the dusty earth. And they were said to say, "Hosanna, save us, we beg you." Well, those same people that were so confident on that entry into Jerusalem were probably part of that crowd just a short time later that were shouting, "Crucify him." Or if they weren't doing that, were probably hiding somewhere so that they wouldn't be caught up in it all. Well, that's really not that different than what we do, or at least what I do. Because I have moments in life where I am profoundly affected by the stories of Scripture and by the love of God. And I am full of confidence and faith. That is until my old habits come back, my old sins, and I fall back into those same practices, which in reality is no different than they did. Now here's where the good news comes into this whole story. It's people just like that, just like them, just like us, that Jesus came to offer his life so that we might live. Don't ever forget that truth.